Building and sustaining momentum. A common question raised by managers in various industries employing salespeople is this: does motivation breed success, or does success breed motivation? Our viewpoint says success breeds motivation, because it's extremely difficult to build and sustain legitimate motivation if you're experiencing failure after failure. What do you think might be the cornerstone of a successful recruiter? We believe the answer is personal accountability. In other words, the top recruiters hold themselves responsible for making their recruiting goals. And here's the thing about personal accountability. We can't teach it to you or give it to you. Either you have it and exhibit the quality, or you don't. Recruiters with low levels of personal accountability blame everyone else but themselves for not succeeding, be it their applicants, the MEPs, the personal staff, or headquarters. On the other hand, recruiters with high levels of personal accountability don't believe for a second that it's someone else's responsibility to make them successful. Sure, their supervisors play a key role in training them and providing some of the resources needed to do the job. However, they recognize that in the end, it's strictly up to them to create their success. The top-performing Air National Guard recruiters share 5 common traits, and here they are. They have strong knowledge of the Air National Guard recruiting opportunity and can apply it with 100% accuracy toward helping their applicants. Building that knowledge takes time and research, but it's well worth it because it helps position you as an Air National Guard expert. 2. They have strong selling skills that give them the confidence to interact with applicants and produce high levels of success. Top performers know how to ask the right questions, and they listen carefully to the answers their applicants provide. 3. They have the capacity to be optimistic, resilient, and competitive in the face of any obstacle. There will be good days and bad days as a recruiter. Applicants will change their minds, policies will change, and the competition will do everything they can to go after your most qualified leads. 4. They have the physical stamina and resolution to work as long and as hard as necessary to succeed. Maintaining good health is vital. Set aside time each week for physical exercise to keep yourself strong and reduce your stress levels. 5. They enjoy recruiting duty, take pleasure in seeing themselves in the role of a recruiting professional, and are fueled by the personal rewards being a recruiter gives them. Remember, recruiting duty is voluntary. You made the choice to become a recruiter, so enjoy the profession. There's no doubt that success starts with a recruiter, and we noted 10 essential success truths that go along with being a professional recruiter. 1. Success is progressive and gradual. It won't happen overnight or suddenly appear like some cataclysmic event. Your recruiting success must build over time. After all, recruiting duty is more like a marathon than a sprint. One good day, week, or month won't sustain you. Instead, to realize long-term success year after year, you must work at your full capacity day after day, building one series of victories after another. 2. Life isn't fair. Nobody starts out equal with anyone else, so get over it and move on. No two recruiting territories are the same. Regardless of where you are assigned, you have to make the best of it. It does no good to compare yourself, your wing's mission, your territory, or the quality of your applicants with anyone else's. Instead, start comparing yourself with your own potential, not with other recruiters. Don't spend time wishing you were in another state recruiting. Dig in and make the best of every opportunity that comes your way. 3. Self-discipline is the universal differentiator between highly successful and marginal recruiters. The most successful recruiters are the most disciplined. Recruiters have tremendous control over their daily schedules, and it's tempting to be free as a bird and spend all your time doing the wrong things. However, top recruiters stay on task, and they don't need any outside push from their supervisor to remind them they should be prospecting, making face-to-face presentations, following up with the applicants, or working on their professional knowledge. 4. Successful recruiters have unique and in-depth wisdom about their areas of endeavor that others don't have. How much time, energy, effort, and commitment are you prepared to invest to be a top recruiting professional? Are you willing to study, learn, and master the skills that can keep you ahead of the competition? 5. Potential is not to be saved, it is to be used. One of the worst things you can hear as an adult is, "You have great potential." Why is that? because it means you have ability you're not using. Potential is a renewable resource. Access it, use it, and go back and get more. Don't save it for a special event that may never occur. 6. No one will ever be any more successful than they see themselves as being. In several training lessons, we've talked about the importance of your self-image. However, the subject is worth revisiting, and here's why. You will never achieve any level of real success if you haven't created a favorable self-image. In fact, your self-image is the cumulative result of everything you have ever understood as being said, written, or otherwise communicated about you. If what you've heard is positive, your self-image will be strong. Unfortunately, it doesn't take very much to pollute your mind. Perhaps only a few negative words here or there, and it takes a lot more than you'd ever imagine repairing even minimal damage. Furthermore, you can only change your self-image over time by visualizing yourself as being successful and then doing the things necessary to make yourself successful. 7. Success is more about listening than about talking. When you do all the talking, you are really explaining things you already know. When you listen to others, you'll learn what they know, and there's a big difference. You will have a great deal more success as a recruiter if you are more interested in other people, in learning about their ideas, philosophies, or points of view. 8. Don't major in minors or confuse activity with results. It's entirely possible for a recruiter to be extremely busy, but busy doing the wrong things. As a recruiter, time is your only inventory, and you must be sure you're always doing the right things at the right time for the right reasons. To do that, you'll need to focus on the activities most essential to your success, carefully positioning yourself, prospecting, pre-call planning, making effective presentations, servicing applicants, seeking referrals, and improving your professional knowledge. 9. Successful recruiters master their emotions instead of allowing their emotions to master them. How good are you at compartmentalizing your life? How effective are you at preventing a setback or failure in one part of your life from spilling over into another area of your life? Do you sometimes bring your personal problems to the workplace and let them affect your performance? Do you sometimes allow professional setbacks to affect your personal life? If you allow either of these things to happen, you will never experience the personal happiness or professional success you deserve. Look around at some very successful people. All of them experience personal and professional challenges, but they have learned to move past these difficulties, problems, or obstacles and not allow these issues to derail them from achieving their goals. Emotions are important. They are a part of who you are. However, when you allow anger, frustration, or any other emotionally charged attitude override your good sense or judgment, you'll likely regret your actions for a long time to come. 10. Successful people have heroes, and they work hard to become someone else's hero or mentor. Who are the heroes and mentors in your life? Is it a parent, a teacher, a supervisor, a friend, a military, religious, or political leader? If you don't have one, find one. Pick someone you admire and ask yourself how that person would handle the difficulties, frustrations, and challenges of being a recruiter. Then model his or her behavior. Here's the real challenge. Work hard to become someone else's hero or mentor. Perhaps the hero of one of your applicants or a mentor to a new recruiter who wants to be just like you. When that happens, you'll know you are a success. The road to becoming a top recruiter is long and certainly not easy to tread. Furthermore, it's a journey without an ending because your success must be sustained from year to year as you work to bring the most value to your applicants and meet the needs of the Air National Guard.